Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy community. It's Mr. Constant coming to you with the Astro Blast podcast along with
Mrs. Bernard.
Woo-hoo, jazz hands right there.
Woo. That's my thing of the year.
We are back. We're back, and we are back together again in the senior office this year.
Watch out, world.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun year.
So fun.
We are very excited for this year. We're back, and we've been here for a few days, couple of weeks, and getting the school ready. We also have a special guest with us today.
Yeah,
special.
And I feel like there's this new energy here at Pinkerton. There's just this like vibe of positivity, and I think a lot of it is because of this new guest. Would you agree, Mr. Constant?
I do agree with that.
Yeah,
I'm very excited to have him on board.
Yeah.
And our new guest, will you please introduce yourself, sir?
I am Mike Perez. I am the new associate head of school here at the Academy.
Yeah.
But
he's
welcome.
Not new to the Academy. He's returning.
You're right. I was here 2004 to 2007 as a social studies teacher.
Yeah.
So welcome back.
Yeah,
Thank you. Thank you. I finally got my head back on straight and came back to the Academy.
That's right.
You are an Astro, always an Astro, right?
That's right.
And if you have not been on the Pinkerton website, get on there and see the great picture of Mr. Perez in the new Astro astronaut uniform. Is that what we're calling? What is that?
Yeah, we can call it the astronaut uniform.
All right, there we go.
It's nice that Tim is almost the same size as me. So, when they ordered
perfect.
It last year, it was new. It's the one that he hit the golf ball with.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're saying
great.
Is I'm probably not going to be able to wear it.
It may be a little too big.
We'll have to take it in a little bit.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, hey, well, welcome. Welcome to Pinkerton. Welcome back. And do you want to tell our listeners what you have been up to in the time that you were not here?
Sure. So after I left Pinkerton, I went to Nashua as an at-risk counselor. Worked with kids who were kind of not really made for a school building, but we were trying to keep them in a school building. So behavioral, emotional, some kids were court involved and things like that. So we just tried to do a school within a school. So then I got my admin degree and I went out to Dover for 2 years as a
green wave.
That's all right. The green wave. Tried to get my foot in the door, did 2 years there driving over an hour. So,
wow.
So as soon as, then I went to Campbell High School in Litchfield. So when that opened up, that was about 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. So then, we'll go there. So then it was about 15 minutes from the house. So I stayed there for the last 10 years as the assistant principal there.
Wow. It was 10 years.
10 years I was there.
Wow. Excellent.
And then this past year, not that I like to talk about it too much, but I was the assistant principal of the year. Well, I am technically
right now,
2023-2024 assistant
congratulations.
Principal
wow,
for New
congratulations.
Hampshire.
Congratulations. We're not worthy.
Yeah. Okay. No, you definitely are.
It's a quote from a movie, folks. But anyways, moving on.
Yeah, so now I'm here.
Well, we're happy to have you back, and we are excited about that. That's great.
Do we want to talk about the elephant in the room now?
Yeah, we need to. So you were driving 15 minutes to Campbell, and why is that, Mr. Perez?
And now I'm driving 15 minutes here. So if everyone kind of does the geological map, I do live in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
But you're not a Lancer.
No way. I am not a Lancer.
But a strong community member nonetheless, and that's
I am a strong community member, yes. I do give back a little bit to the community, but to call me a Lancer is going to be a stretch.
Yeah.
Right.
You are
right.
An Astro.
But you know what? I've always felt that we've had such a positive relationship with Londonderry. There is obviously a rivalry that we have, but I do feel like our communities support each other in a really great way.
I agree.
So
and
this
I think
is
it's
only a better connect, like a nicer, deeper connection having
agreed.
You on board.
Yeah.
And I think that relationship's gotten stronger every year. And it's we love working with the Lancer administration and their sports programs.
They're so awesome.
They are.
Yeah, I mean, the administration over there, the teachers, they're just great. So, and it's a cool rivalry. I mean,
it is. It's
I
awesome.
Mean, MacPlaque is just unbelievable. And then the winter games, you know, do we do anything in the spring?
We have a ball trophy and a Beeman trophy. And I don't know which one is which. Do you?
Oh, I forget now, but...
But yeah. The Mac plaque is, that's that the, is the ultimate. The ultimate. Yeah. And so welcome aboard. You get to dive right into it.
I know, dive right
it's
in.
It's really exciting. Great. Awesome.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Perez, can you kind of give us a little bit about, like, your philosophy, school? Like, what are your thoughts on school itself? Like,
So I'm definitely a team player, I would say. I like to empower the people that I work with or work for me, technically. And I've hoped that's come across a little bit the last couple of weeks.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Definitely, you know, I talked about it at the beginning of the new, not the new teachers, but the full staff day yesterday. I talked a little bit about the restorative justice that you guys have started with student discipline. And just, I think my philosophy with kids is open door policy, always kind of being there, but also teaching them how to be productive members of society, of this community. And then when they leave... That doesn't mean that they're not going to be held accountable, but with that accountability comes the education piece. And I feel like that's what we kind of got in this job for. So,
for sure. Yeah.
Totally agree.
And, yeah. So and, I think that's one of the big things. And then just the empowerment of teachers, empowerment of administrators, just to take those roles. So,
and that falls in line with just exactly what Mrs. Bernard and I always talk about. So. Amen. Right. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Love
it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, you've already been a part of this community, but I think it's going to be really exciting for you to kind of observe this year and see all the opportunities that our students have here at Pinkerton.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
All their skill sets. We're just so proud of the young men and women that we produce here.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to just add to our community.
Yeah, and speaking of opportunities, as we always say, get involved.
It's number
from
one.
The get-go, get involved. Right. Whether you're a teacher, whether you're any staff member, students, everybody get involved. The more you do here, the greater this school is for yourself and for all of us, because we do want to pull from the talents of all of our members of this community.
For sure.
Yeah, and it seems like there's something for almost every single person, every walk of life on this campus, there's something for them to do.
And if there isn't,
awesome.
And if there isn't, you can create it. We've had more clubs added in the last few years.
I'll tell you,
it's pretty amazing.
I already got one club request yesterday going into today for forensics sleuth.
Oh, that's cool.
Out of the science department.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So fun.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so,
that's hitting right here.
Yeah,
so
there's
another department.
Yeah, so there's another group. I think we're at about 60 clubs and activities that we offer here on the campus.
It's somewhere around
it's
there.
So
yeah,
awesome.
It's unbelievable.
So I'm going to ask you a question,
okay.
And I'm just throwing this at you. You
uh-oh.
Don't even know
here
about
we go.
It. But like, so you told us a little bit about yourself and your background, and we know that you were here at Pinkerton. What would can you tell us something that you know people wouldn't know about you, that they'd be surprised to learn about you?
That's a good question.
Something surprising. I've trained in the martial arts, MMA, for a long time.
Okay. Well, I would look at you and think, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Did some MMA stuff.
That's
dabbled
fun.
In some of that. Yeah. So I have some friends that are amateur, one professional fighter.
Nice.
So I've kind of done that, just kind of coming out of high school, college, stuff like
I'll
that.
Say, if you don't know Mr. Perez and you see him, I would think he's a little bit intimidating looking, but he is not.
Yeah.
He's well, and I won't call you a teddy bear because that's not a, but he's a down to earth guy and he is very, very approachable. And
well,
I think people are going to really like working with
him. Yeah. And I think, you know, I always through my award, the assistant principal award tour that I did last year, you know, I really talked about the two bracelets that I wear on my wrist every day. And one of them that I love is the be who you needed. And so I try to, that's like my mindset throughout, like every day I come to work, every day that I'm out and about, I'm just trying to always be who I needed for my kids.
Oh, I like that.
And I needed an adult like myself that's tries to be positive, influential, mentor. I needed that when I was a kid.
Right.
I always say, I'll get a little personal. I always say that my parents were financially there for me. Just they were old school, very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So they were there financially, they weren't there emotionally, mm-hmm. or they weren't there for things that I kind of mm-hmm. needed as a mentorship. So I always try to kind of keep that in mind. So that's why I always wear that bracelet, nice. Be who you needed. So,
oh, I yeah. love that message. I think yeah. that we should all embrace that message as you join Pinkerton.
Yeah.
If we could take our community and just all kind of think about that for a second, just yeah. be who you needed.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And I will share, it hits kind of close to home because I got into education because I really did not have a very enjoyable middle school time. For me, it was junior high back in the yeah. day. And I never wanted a kid to have the experience I had. And that's really why I became a teacher.
Yeah.
And right. I pride myself on what I did as a teacher, always trying to do what I didn't
right.
have.
Right.
I fall in line with that philosophy.
That's the thing, even with trying to mentor teachers, especially newer teachers coming in and any teacher, just trying to get them to understand that piece too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's so. Good.
I love that.
Yeah, that's yeah. a great
amazing.
Message.
That's yeah. awesome. Can you tell us, I'm going to just jump ahead or to another
yeah.
question.
Let's roll.
What are you most excited for in this new role?
Most excited. Because it's been so, there has been so much.
It's a whirlwind.
It's been a whirlwind.
Folks,
but
we did not prep him for these questions at all.
No. So I think I'm most excited for the challenge of the job because I've been doing the assistant principal role in a small school for 10 years now. And I think I'm finally ready for that change, that challenge of something new, something different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I was really selective on where I applied. So I didn't just, this wasn't just a one stop, like, oh, if I get it, I get it. Mm-hmm. It was very selective. And actually who, I'm going to tell the story
yes.
of how I totally came to decide to apply for this position. I was kind of questioning whether or not I should apply for this position. And I saw Mr. Constant in Market Basket on a Friday
That's
night.
Right.
And we were getting chicken wings because my 11-year-old loves the chicken wings.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. And he kind of talked me into it. And I went home and told my wife, and she's like, I told you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and then the rest is history.
Well, I know what you've done at Campbell. I used to see you at Campbell because I referee and I umpire and things like that. And we talked quite a few times at Campbell. And I could see the relationship you had with the students and adults there as well. And I just, it seemed like the right fit for you to come back. I mean, I know you knew the Pinkerton experience from years ago.
Right, right.
It seemed like the right thing at the time. So, welcome back.
Yeah, and, thank you.
It's great.
I can't wait. I can't wait to start the year. Awesome. And I've been waiting for about a month and a half now. So.
Yeah, right. Well, the lonely halls will be no more starting tomorrow.
I know.
Right, so.
I know.
They're coming.
They are. Yeah.
And we hope all of you students out there are excited to come back. I know it's always like, oh, school. But, you know, you're back with your friends here. You're back to see the teachers that you enjoy. Your administrators that you enjoy.
That's right.
A new year.
Yeah.
New opportunities. New people here. I feel like it's a fresh start.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I guess,
so
we got to do our one thing.
Okay. So, we always ask our guests if they will give a shout out. So, and you're new to our community. Usually, a shout out to somebody in the community or, you know, somebody that they're thankful for. So, we're going to ask you, who do you want to shout out?
Actually, you know what? It's interesting. I did the tour with Tim and the board last week, and I will give a shout out to Dan Mead, one of the board members from Derry. He sent me a nice note just thanking me, saying it was good to get to know you and stuff like that, because we sat together at lunch. And you know, coming from a public school where sometimes school boards are, they switch a lot, they change, sometimes can be very political. This board seems very focused on kind of letting the building admin and the campus admin kind of run what's best for kids.
And they're there to support.
And I just, Adam definitely seems that way as well. And just that note was really nice. Very surprising that I got that.
And that's great.
Yeah. Note yesterday from him.
Well, so. I'm going to take a little bit of here. He was my student.
Yes, he did talk to
you. He was my student in economics, and he's a financial guy.
He is, yeah.
Not that I had anything to do with it, but what a great student he was. He was such a great kid.
Yeah.
And he has just progressed into a fine gentleman. Well, he's a great man.
It was interesting listening to his story a little bit, too. He really was into the career tech. The Career Trade Center.
Yeah.
He took a lot of the CTE courses when he was here and wasn't really sure what he was going to do, and he went into the finance area. Yeah. So, he's kind of proof, too, of how there's a little something for everybody.
Mm. True.
You know?
That is true.
Absolutely. Or there's a lot of stuff for there everyone.
Is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So, hey, I really thank you for joining us. I know it hasn't been easy to nail you down, and we're all been so busy. But
I know.
I think it's
great. I'm glad to be on. I'll be on anytime you want.
Yeah, I think it's great for our community to get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, and, for sure.
For all the students out there, Mr. Perez is located in the Pinkerton Hall, and his door is always open.
It is, unless it's closed because I'm in a meeting. That's the only time there hopefully going to be closed. So
stop in and introduce yourself and let him know that he is welcome in this great community we call Pinkerton.
Yeah, stop by and see us in the senior office, Mrs. Bernard and Mr. Constant, back together again.
I cannot wait to see our class of 2024.
I know, you may want to go stop. They have air conditioning.
Ooh, yeah.
It's going to be hot next week.
It is.
Heck to the yeah.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. Thank you.